Cardiff, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam. Jeff Redman.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing, man?
All right. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Hey, so I got a little update for you. So the $250 on the dock fee, I'm unable to touch it, but I don't want to lose this thing over $250, $4 a month, right? So I went to my boss, and what I kind of got agreed upon is that what I can do, I'm going to waive the ACH fee and the inspection.
Yep.
But what I can do to make up for that $250 is if you're willing to leave me a review on the Google Plus page, I got a sign off that says I can send you a gift card for $250. How does that sound?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, good faith on both ends, right?
Absolutely, I'm good with that.
Yeah, okay. So also, I mean, I just want to throw it out there, make sure we're on the same page. All of the exceptions that they gave to me, it's contingent upon getting this back in today. Is that going to be a problem?
Do we have to change any agreements on any of this?
We do not. You can go ahead and just leave those last two pages off.
Just leave the last two pages. So my whole thing's out of order now, so I need to look at what...
If you'd like, I can send you a new one right now in order with those pages left off.
Yeah, and also, I will tell you there are some typos in your agreement.
What do we have?
I'll just tell you. Let's see.
Yeah, I caught a few after I sent it out to you and had them do it again, so I'm not surprised.
I don't think there's anything there. Nothing there. Okay, so my federal tax ID is wrong on the USPA and photocopy of driver's license page.
USPA, let me take notes of this real quick. Sorry. Okay, the USPA and driver's license page, federal tax ID, I see it, okay.
Okay, it should be 7096, not 7095.
7096, okay.
Okay.
Got it.
So that is wrong, and then there was an account number. Our account number on it may be on the. Oh, I see. We're leaving that page off.
Oh, the ACH, yeah.
Authorization to debit and credit account via ACH. Does that have the fee on there also?
That's the one. We're leaving that one off.
Leaving that off as well. Okay, so that had the other typo, I think.
Okay, what was the typo? Just so I want to make sure everything's going to go through smoothly. Is it the account number?
The number on my bank account was wrong.
Okay. Is it completely off, or was it just a number or something?
Number missing.
Oh, number, yep, typo, okay. Account, okay, well, we're going to leave that page off anyway, but I still, they keep making those mistakes.
Those are the two pages we're leaving off, then I think I have everything filled out. Let me just see. So the automatic payment authorization form, am I still filling that out?
Let me take a look here. The automatic payment authorization form. Is that... Sorry, is that where it says please attach a copy of a voided check?
Yes.
No, you can leave that one off.
Leaving that off as well.
Yes, yes.
So all I'm sending you back then, let's just review.
Yeah.
The pre-delivery certificate?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm sending that. I am sending the photocopy of the driver's license page. But okay. Can I just correct that, or do you want to reprint it?
Let me see.
One with the tax ID typo.
Yeah. I want to make sure we do it right. I think I'm going to reprint it for you.
All right. So I will wait for your... So then I did have a question. So the delivery and acceptance receipt, I'm not signing that now, correct?
The delivery...
I don't have any of that stuff.
Let me take a look. So it's working. Just a second, sorry. Okay. Let me get an actual confirmation on that, because usually a lot of times it's already in place. I want to make sure that it's okay. For now, you can leave that blank.
Right, because it says not to sign it.
I'm seeing it right here in front of me. Yeah, so right now, leave that blank. I'm going to get an absolute confirmation in about 5 minutes here on that tax ID typo and that page, but let's keep going to make sure we're
okay,
being thorough.
And then the Schedule A, obviously I'm signing that.
Yes.
That doesn't say I have it, though. No, it doesn't. Nope. Okay. And the actual loan agreement.
Correct.
I think that's everything.
Yes, it is. So let me just get a quick confirmation on the tax ID. And
I mean, I did correct it on the one that I did. I just wrote a 6 right over it. If you want me to initial it or something, I could do that.
But if you know what? If you throw your initials on there, it's going to be good to go.
Okay.
It'll be good to go. All right.
And
yeah, so for now, yeah, you can leave the delivery and acceptance receipt unsigned, and you can send it all back, and we should be good.
That's the case. Everything is filled out.
I guess really, Jeff, I mean, what I'm saying is on that page, like, leave it empty, because as long as I get the basic stuff back from you right now, I can lock in all of the waivings that I'm doing.
Okay.
You follow me with that?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
I mean, do you want me to send, it's going to take me a little bit to get a check. Do you want me to send this to you now without the check, or do you want the check?
If you can send them now, then send the check a little later today. If I have the signed docs from you, then I can get a final sign off on the waiving.
Okay. So do I cross out that, the doc fee I'm paying. That's right, I forgot. Okay, I'm paying.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, and then basically what he said is, as long as you leave a Google Plus review for me, I get cleared to send you the $250 on a gift card. And I can email you the link to the Google Plus page. It's real quick. All you got to do is just.
I don't even know how to do that.
I can walk you. I'll walk you through it. Well, we can handle that one.
All right. Yeah. All right. So I will send this to you now. I'll scan it and send it right now.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Sam.
All right, and I will. I'm sure we'll be talking again shortly, just to make sure everything gets cleared up.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.